All right, real quick, got to send out some happy birthdays. Happy birthday going out to Haley Snipes, the big 19. That's love, mom, and dad. We've also got, let's see, happy 9th birthday to Cole Harper from Hazelhurst. Hope you have a great day from Courtney and Colton. And I think that catches us up for right now. It is time for today's daily devotional. And this week, we're going back into our 18 days. Now, our 18 days, we're doing 18 days till Christmas of being thankful. What can you be thankful for? We're finding things to be thankful for. Today, we're going to be thankful for provision. The verse comes from Philippians 4:19. My God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Now, provision doesn't always look like what we expect it to, does it? But it always looks like God. We often think of provisions as these big, beautiful blessings, but most of God's provisions show up in a quiet, more everyday kind of way. Groceries that stretch further than they should. Maybe your bill somehow got paid when the math just wasn't working. Maybe a check showed up in your mailbox or a direct deposit that you weren't expecting and it helped you stretch it on out. Maybe a new job at just the right time, or a friend showing up with dinner when you're already overwhelmed, or maybe even the peace that settles your heart during some financial stress. And let me tell you, if you're suffering from any or all of those things right now, you're not alone. Almost everybody is suffering from something. Sometimes God provides, though, through miracles that we just can't really explain how it happened. Sometimes he provides through the people, and sometimes he provides through opportunities. And sometimes he provides through wisdom, teaching us when to wait, when to save, and when to say no. That's one we have a hard time with, when to say no. And sometimes his provision is simply strength to get through the season that we're in. When we're walking through tight places, it's so easy to say, why is this happening? Or how will we make it? I've already heard several people say this holiday season that they're already stressed out. Their therapist tells them this is a bad time of the year because they're not rich people. They can't go out and buy lavish gifts. They're trying to make ends meet. Or maybe you're just trying to struggle and just trying to make it through one more day. Over the weekend, I posted something on Facebook that said it's about that time. As we're getting into 2026 and 2025 ends, people are going to start posting all that they have achieved. But you know what? It's okay if you just made it through to today, because God's got you. So when we're walking in those tight places, ask yourself, why is this happening, or how will we make it? But over and over again, Scripture always tells us, Scripture reminds us that God is not a God of lack. He is a God of abundance, and he knows what we need before we even ask. Not always what we want, but always what we need. Think back over your life about how many times did you worry yourself sick over something that God eventually just worked out anyway. It's kind of like when you lose something every now and then. You know, you're stressed out, you're hunting it, you're hunting it, you're hunting it, you can't find it. But sometimes if you take a step back and relax and just chill out for a few minutes, it'll come back to you. You need to let God do the work. How many nights did you cry over a bill or a situation or a deadline or a loss only to look back later and say, God carried me through that? He has a perfect record, folks. Never once has he failed his people, and never once has he ignored a need. Never once has he forgotten a child of his. So today, if you're in a season of stretching or uncertainty, and I promise you, you are not alone. Be thankful that God is still God. He's the God who provides, and he's providing right now in ways that you can't even see yet. He's settling things into motion, and he's aligning resources. He's opening the right doors and closing the wrong ones, and he's preparing blessings that will show up right on time, not a moment too early and never a moment too late. And that is something to be thankful for today. Lord, as we come to you in prayer, we thank you for being our provider, our source for every need, every comfort, every blessing. Thank you for supplying us daily with the things that we often overlook, like food and shelter and work and strength and support and hope. For the person listening right now who is stressed out about finances, worried about bills, or unsure about tomorrow, remind them that you are faithful, and remind them that you see every need and you hear every prayer. And you already have a plan in motion. Teach us to trust your timing and your wisdom, and help us to recognize the ways that you provide aren't always flashy or obvious, but are always loving and intentional. We are grateful that our lives are in your hands, and that you never fail us. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.